This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, beautiful. In liberating strife, who more than self?
All right, about an hour to go here on the final hour of the week for us. Wiggy, Fitzy, Mutt, Ken Laird, in for the Greg Hill Show. Guys are back as a full squad back on Monday. Ken, is that confirmed?
I believe so.
There you go.
Curtis went nowhere, thanks to me.
Good job by you. You get Dickerson, Hart, and Bradfo tomorrow. Great to have Greg Dickerson back in here. That'll be 8 to noon, then Red Sox Classics all day long. Hopefully you can enjoy a long weekend, depending on where you are, what your work schedule says. The NFL, we think, is going to try to come back, and Wiggy asked a very good question to sort of begin this hour, and that is how far the league will go before they stop. And,
right.
And I said, to the extreme, someone dies, and you're right. That's, of course, if someone dies, they're shutting the leagues down.
Right, right.
So pre-death, like what that line would be,
mm-hmm.
to me, it's pretty simple. And I think Wiggy or Mike might have mentioned it, or Fitzy or Mike mentioned it. Mike Giardi joined us early this hour. If a team's got a forfeit on a Sunday morning, mm-hmm. Sunday afternoon, Sunday night or Monday night, because some positional group is just they're all sick.
Right.
They can't feel the team. That's going to be it.
And see,
that's going to be.
And see, here's what I would. I would think this would have to be part of the NFL's protocol, or especially I would say all sports, right? But the NFL in particular, you have to test guys. The last test that they should give these guys is on a Saturday, right?
I think it's actually going to be the protocol. Saturday, they get a test.
Saturday yep. morning walkthroughs, yep. right? Because generally how it works in the NFL, the Saturday morning, they have their walkthrough, and then if they're, you know, on the road, then they all get, you know, get on the buses and go to the plane and fly. So before they get to practice, they have to say, they have to tell everybody that's on the squad, practice squad players and everything, show up to the facilities, bring all your stuff, and they then have to test Saturday morning before their walkthrough. Then by the time walkthrough's over, if you're telling me they have these tests that they can have back in 30 minutes, by the time they get off the field, they'll know exactly which guys they need to replace. Everybody who tests negative Saturday morning, you right. are free to play.
So you'd have to have Brian Hoyer, who's going to be the designated survivor. He's the quarantine quarterback. He'd have to be. He's going to have to be on the ready all the time,
yep.
but he'll have to learn the game plan of the week and the install from a distance on Zoom because he can't be around the rest of the team. You'll have to carry 60
but
guys.
But how does he practice?
With his hands?
No. But if
what?
How does he practice? I mean, he's not able to practice with the team, but he's able to watch the game plan. He's able to talk to the coaches, and he's going to have to run through everything on his own.
Right. So
I mean, that's your only choice.
He's out there just throwing footballs to a guy holding, you know, a guy standing away.
They may have to designate like a couple of, you know, a couple of practice dummies his direction, like a couple of guys.
Because like that's
some
what
Scrabinis, as you call them.
Well, I think you just have to carry a number of guys, mm-hmm. let them practice as is, and then, you know, I guess you're rolling the dice that what's the likelihood of all three quarterbacks testing positive, or if you keep an extra one on practice squad, four quarterbacks testing positive the Saturday morning before they leave for the Sunday game.
I know you mocked it earlier, but isn't that why, in some cases, they want to socially distance people in the locker rooms and the test? So the if one quarterback gets sick, he doesn't have to pass it along to another quarterback unknowingly?
But I understand that part of it. But you still, this guy still has to get practice time in, out there running an offense, throwing the football, even if it's show team. He just can't be Zoom meetings and then showing up to the facilities with three guys and throwing routes versus air.
So I'm looking at this now. Ken's the COVID experts. Maybe you could double check this. But I'm looking at that. So Abbott is the testing company, one of the big testing companies.
One of them, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
They suggest they have the FDA granted emergency use authorizing the fastest available molecular point of care test for novel coronavirus. Detect COVID-19 in as little as 5 minutes.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's what the sports teams are using. We haven't got a lot of information on how they're going to test, whether it's these saliva tests or through the nasal one that looks really bad.
This will probably come out in Boland's report.
You would hope so. But right. they're saying here that they can get a test in as soon as, like, early as 5 minutes.
Right. Well, that's
as quickly as
they're going to need that. That's why I said you're going to have to, you know, if the game's on Sunday, your Saturday morning before you walk through, boom, that's when you're testing everybody. If it's a Monday night game, then you're when you would leave to go to a game, which technically would be Sunday, you would do that Sunday mm-hmm. morning, right? You test everybody. But I don't think you can. You know, I know they say you have a quarantine quarterback, so you're just basically telling a guy, you might tell him Saturday morning, last minute, oh, guess what? You haven't taken a snap all week.
Yeah.
You've been throwing the football, you know.
It's that or right? no game.
That or you have no quarterback. Or Julian Edelman's playing quarterback.
And we joke about Mohamed Sanu and Jacoby Myers and Julian Edelman throwing footballs and being able to be the emergency kicker, but it could happen, but that's not what you want. You want somebody who is dedicated to the position being on the ready. And if they have to be ready at their house on a different playing field and doing Zoom install all week, that's the way that it's just going to have to be.
But see,
I'm not
concerned with the install part, though, Fitz.
Okay.
Because the install part, I'm not concerned with that. I'm concerned with the actual practice part.
Right. Well, does the quarterback need to take hits during the week? No, they need to practice handoffs. They need to throw the football.
Throw the football. They got to kind of see the defense and how it moves in front of them. Right? You know, it's one thing to...
Hoyer's been around 9 years. 10 years. He should be able to do that at this point.
Okay.
That's why he's the perfect quarantine quarterback, right?
Correct.
Like, you could throw him in. You know, you're not going to get some elite-level quarterback, but he can get you through a game plan and not worry about, does he know the terminology?
Yeah, no, he can't.
He's been around Josh.
He might get the play right, but if he hasn't been in practice and he hasn't kind of, like, seen people moving in front of him, the first real action he's going to see is on a game on a Sunday?
Well, what other options are there, though? I mean, it's not perfect, Wiggy. You're right. But, I mean, that to me is better than, hey, we're putting Edelman or Sanu at quarterback. That's better than, hey, we got to forfeit a game because we have no quarterback that can go. Like, Brady test positive or Cam Newton test positive and Stars test positive. That's not going to be the end. The NFL is going to blow right through that. If they've got to tell a national audience, if Schefter tweets out some Sunday morning, team can't dress enough players, game forfeited, that's going to be the end of it.
You have
to avoid that at all costs.
Bad news.
I think you got to let the guy practice. You got to let him, and then you got to just go into it. Whereas if you happen, right, and the odds on it happen, maybe 1%. If you happen to lose all four quarterbacks, because let's say you keep a practice squad guy always ready to go. So you got your three regular roster guys and your fourth guy on practice squad. If all four quarterbacks happen to test positive Saturday morning for the walkthrough, then guess what? Julian Edelman, you're playing quarterback.
Yeah, I'd rather have the third.
I'd rather have the third quarterback.
I'd rather the guy just sequestered somewhere else, throwing against air, watching on Zoom, and being ready. That's all he's there for.
Right. And you know they're going to expand rosters, and they've talked about up in the practice squad from, what is it, 8 or 10 right now to 16? Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to need...
Oh, they're going to have to. Yeah.
So you're going to have all these guys that people are wondering, like, I heard good things about Will Hastings and Jeff Thomas, the kid out of Miami. Mm-hmm. These guys are going to make the team this year because they're going to need that much depth.
Well, you think it'd be expanded rosters, right?
Yeah, but also expanded practice squad, too.
Yeah, oh, of course.
Yeah, they're going to up the regular roster by a couple players, and they're going to double the practice squad because you may need... 1 week, it's like, uh-oh, Edelman, Sanu, Harry, all have it. It's going to be Jacoby Myers and a bunch of scrubs coming in, plus the tight ends.
All right, people want to react to this. 617-779-7937. What would be that? How do you do it? And what would be that thing that would happen that would force a league like the NFL specifically to cancel? We'll get to that. I also know Shannon Sharp had some questions about Cam Newton. We haven't heard from him yet. We'll play that as well, plus your phone calls. It is Wiggy, Fitzy, and Mutt in for the Greg Hill Show.
Drive home with OMF. Weekdays weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And don't forget tomorrow, Muttman, after the return of Greg Dickerson with Andy Hart and Rob Bradford. We've got four Red Sox World Series clinching games, starting with 04 and working up all the way through the 18 World Series across the Shaws and Star Market, WEEI. Red Sox Radio Network.
Nice.
Sox will be practicing tomorrow, too, we think, at Fenway. First, as long as everybody tests, come back negative on that front. The salary numbers are in a little further detail on the Cam Newton contract from Albert Breer. His base salary is indeed $1.05 million, only okay. $550K guaranteed. Most of the money is in incentives. He only gets $700K in per-game roster bonuses total, so that's like $50K per game.
Wow.
So he's got almost $6 million tied up in some sort of incentives. We don't know what they are. As Volan points out, his cap hit is less than five third-string quarterbacks in the league, including Nathan Peterman, Nate Sudfeld, Ryan Griffin, Cooper Rush. I mean, it's unbelievable the money they got him for.
The best deal in football. If he's healthy, best deal in football.
Might be the if he plays this year, Mutt, it's going to go down as the best deal in football history.
If he's healthy and he can put something in a big spot, you might. Fitzy, that's an overstatement, but you might be right about that.
Now, Fitzy, how do you feel about Rex Ryan loving this sign, loving Cam Newton with the Patriots? Because it's got to make you a little uneasy.
Max Kellerman loving it, Rob Parker loving it, Rex Ryan, Kellerman, Parker. I mean, it's all the haters love it.
I know. It must be a disaster.
You want it to be uneasy. It should be a disaster at that point, but I think they're all right.
Okay. Here's Rex Ryan on Get Up.
My first thought was that the league can't be this dumb. You know, he must really be hurt because for 31 other teams to pass on him, I mean, it's crazy. New England gets him for the minimum. Like, look, I'm not the biggest New England Patriot fan. We all get it. But I am a huge Cam Newton fan. This guy's a star.
He is a star. You'll see.
Yeah, they got, man, he's right.
It's a marriage of convenience. The price came down at the right time, and Belichick can't pass up that value. It should be a match made in football heaven, but first we got to play the games.
Yes.
Things are looking good for the NHL, Wiggy. There's going to be hockey nearing a return. Deal is ready to be announced. Framework is in place. Going to be finalized today. Toronto and Edmonton. The Bruins and the other 12 teams from the East will head to Toronto and in the bubble, in the COVID bubble.
Yeah, I'm still not buying it.
Come on.
After the talking to Mikey G, it's like...
GR, that was rough.
Right? So
that
if, it's, rough. If that's football, all sports run into that same type of thing. I mean, what if you lose? You football, have two goalies. Parent. You have two goalies, and all of a sudden they get it. Now, hey, Chara...
Bruins have five. They're taking five to the bubble.
Oh, so they can have, okay, oh, five yeah. goalies.
And you have... Well, there's no fans in the stands. You can't have the emergency goalie.
See, if you're Shoot. Able to have... Like
Zamboni guy.
I'll feel more confident in sports if you're able to have like really expanded rosters, right? If you're mm-hmm. able
they
to
have that, baseball has 60.
Okay, it's football. What's it football gonna do?
Do they have a number yet for football?
Because usually football is a 53-man regular roster.
So they're gonna up that a few, and I think the practice squad's gonna double.
Probably you'll bring like 85 guys into camp as normal and just keep them all, right? No cuts.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. Are they gonna let you have? You know, because Mike Giardi said, what if you have four offensive linemen that, boom, all of a sudden got it? You know, you don't usually keep four backups.
You're right about that. And investors calling on the Washington Redskins to change their name. It is heating up. The cancel culture headed to D.C.
They will change that name.
That name is Gonski.
Yeah.
What, Washington Braves? To go back to their old name, Ken? What are they going to name?
The Washington Braves would be the best name to pivot to. Yes.
Was that that was the name of the team, though, in Boston, right? Before they moved?
That's yeah. right.
But they've been the Redskins since, what, 33, right? It's been a long time.
Time to go.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's in that cigar you smoking, huh?
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Wiggy just surfaces again during the break. It's Wiggy, Fitzy, and Mutton for the Greg Hill Show. Dale and Keith with Andy Hart coming up at 10 o'clock.
So I figured out how it would work.
I'll let you. You said it, and I laughed at first, but I think you're onto something.
Right. Go ahead. This is the only way I believe sports would be able to work.
Hold on. Make sure, Bradfo, are you typing this out for the EEI.com?
Right.
Bradfo, are you typing this out
for the EEI.com? Yeah, we're going to surface this week, so make sure you give me the most hot sizzling tisnake possible here, okay? There's going to be prime EEI landscape.
That's what I heard last night about 6:30. Yes. I heard Barrett and Bradford just yapping away. Barrett just sitting there waiting for Bradford to stop talking for 2 seconds to get a word in. Sorry, go ahead.
You are going to have to treat it like high school sports. You are going to have a varsity team.
Yep.
Then you're going to have a JV team.
Yep.
And then a sophomore team. And then a freshman team that all practice separately.
You expanded on that during the break. First it was just varsity and JV. Now you think there's four teams?
Whether they just go down to a sophomore team and just sleep on three teams, but that all practice separately. So, okay, varsity's going to come in and practice. Guess what, guys? We're going to practice from 9 to 10:30. Then at, let's say, 11:30, the JV team's going to come in, both offense and defense, right? And there's then going to be, so that's the way you're going to have to do it. So then if a varsity player gets the COVID, we just send up some JV players. That's the only way that you can realistically do it.
But you believe it can be done? Are you back to thinking it'll happen?
If it's done that way, right? So you have your first string offense, Julian Edelman.
9:39, he's finally come around to this.
Julian Edelman, Mohamed Sanu, N'Keal Harry, Cam Newton, first team offense, boom. Then one of those running backs, say maybe Sony Michel's on varsity. Maybe it's just Sony Michel.
Damian Harris, he redshirted all last year.
One of them too.
Yeah.
And then maybe Sony Michel, James White, they're our varsity backs. And then you got Damian Harris and let's say Rex Burkhead. They're our JV backs. Right, so they practice with the JV squad.
So this goes back to now you're okay with them practicing differently.
So this JJ,
you mocked
so,
this, mock this early.
So like a JJ Taylor, the undrafted free agent rookie out of Arizona, who looks like Deion Lewis 2.0. Mm-hmm. This kid makes the practice squad. He's now on like your freshman team,
in case
the running back room gets ravaged, all of a sudden, hey, we've got someone who's up and ready to go.
Right.
All right, Wiggy, what is the chances we get sports, you think, in 2020?
I would have to say, I need to know what the expanded roster is going to be.
However you want it to work.
Zero.
Still zero.
Yeah.
We're almost there.
But the only way it could work is if they
All right, how about this? I just got a... Schefter says NFL will implement Jermaine Wiggins' roster plan.
Yes.
So if they go with your high roster school plan, percentage we have sports this year.
Yeah, I think that's one of those 100%. Fake accounts.
What percent?
100%. If you went with that rule.
Gotcha.
That's what you'd have to do. And the only people that...
Head on a swivel when you come in here. Head on a swivel.
But if you...
It's a merry-go-round.
Yes, if you implemented my high school football rule, which would be you have a varsity, a JV, and let's say a sophomore team.
Yep.
Right? And you're all practicing different times. That's it. And I don't even want you guys... They're not even coming together. So let's say who's your boy there?
J.M.R. Smith? J.J. Taylor, the running back.
J.J. Taylor. You can't even go near James White.
Okay.
He's a varsity player. You are a freshman player.
Will Hastings, the undrafted free agent receiver out of Auburn. Now, he's my Edelman clone. He's in the freshman room.
Can't
go anywhere near Edelman.
Right. We got our freshman wide receivers. There might be two or three guys in that room. Freshman running backs. It might be two or three guys in that room.
You're literally just keeping like a clone team, like a dummy. You're almost keeping like half a dummy team ready to go.
Well, you have to because like baseball, it's easy. They're going to have these group of players play in Nashville against each other.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell you to show up and play third base, it doesn't matter what, you can play third base.
Right.
Football's different. Football, there's a different game plan every week and different roles in the position.
It's tougher in football than a taxi squad in baseball. The only people that would suffer in this case are the coaches because the coaches are going to have to coach the varsity team. They're going to have to install the plays and do all that with the varsity team.
Oh, so Steve Belichick finally gets his own team.
No.
Steve's the head coach of the JV team in case, what if Bill's sick one week?
You'd have to separate it, right? So then the varsity team leaves. They go home. JV team comes in. We got to go through the game plan again.
Linda might coach one.
Right? Or maybe, maybe you do the game plan like you said. Everybody's at home. We're installing it that way. But hey, guess what? Varsity practices from 9 to 10:30. We're done. Then the JV will practice from 12:30 to 1:30, and then freshmen will practice from 3 to 4:30.
I'm gonna tell you, Mutt, this is another one of the craziest ideas Wiggy has. And guess what? I think it would actually kind of work. Yeah.
That's what it is. And you'd have to have both sides of the football, special teams, and all that. That's the only way I could see sports working.
All right, so you figured out football. Shannon Sharp figured out Cam Newton. I don't think he's thrilled about Cam Newton's opportunities here, Ken.
Because Cam's feet, accuracy is tied to feet. Cam doesn't have the best feet because a lot of times he throws off his back foot.
That's
the
true.
Ball will sail. Sometimes it dips on him. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. What Tom was, although Tom can get you first down with his feet, his receivers didn't create a whole lot of separation.
Yep.
But when they did, he would complete the pass. So let's just say all of a sudden, it's very few times they can create separation. It's on third down. The time that they do win, Cam overshoots him. You got to come out the field. You see, and so I think it's a plus and a minus. Now, if Cam had Brady's accuracy with his legs, now Skip, okay, I can ride with Lombardi on this. I can see where he's going. Mm-hmm. A guy that has this kind of feet, has these kind of feet, and has the ability to complete a high percentage on third down, but that's not happening.
So he's suggesting because of the way Cam plays and the lack of accuracy and because the receivers aren't good, we talked about this for a couple of days now, the Cam's not going to be as good as advertised. And if they are going to run the offense same way with Tom Brady, then guess what? Shannon Sharp is right. I just don't think they're going to run the same type of offense. They're going to get him mobile. They're going to get him out of the pocket. They're going to run those RPOs you talked about. They can't possibly think. They're too smart. They're going to plug in Cam Newton and say, hey, do the same stuff Tom Brady did.
No,
that's not going
to
happen.
It'll be high percentage throws. Like, it'll be a throw to the flat. It'll be Julian Edelman on a quick out. So, I mean, Cam's not the most accurate person, but we're not asking him to throw a 18-yard comeback or a 17-yard dig route. We're saying, hey, when we roll you out a little bit, we'll treat you like Lamar Jackson, right? And Lamar Jackson, if they can run read option and open up space because of play action, or they can get Cam outside the pocket, now defenders got to go, do I come up or do I go back? Because if I go back, he runs. If I come up, now that's how I create separation. There are a lot of things that you can do, and you keep the short to intermediate of 10-yard routes, and that's what you kind of do with Cam Newton.
Lamar Jackson was the most accurate passer in the second half of the 2019 season.
Yeah, because they kept it real simple. Like, when you saw Lamar Jackson, it was read option, roll out, and dump it to the tight end.
Okay, he's also – who do you think is a better player right now, Lamar Jackson or Cam Newton?
Lamar Jackson.
Okay, good. I thought you were going to suggest that maybe they're very similar players.
Like, no, that's Lamar's, my job as the honk to do that.
Light years ahead of Cam
Newton. Well, let me ask you this. Who do you think is more accurate, Cam Newton or Lamar Jackson? You'd be wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
On what metric do you want to use?
I would just say, over time.
Completion percentage? You want to because a tricky completion percentage.
Well, you got
tracks how many passes you complete.
So you got one guy who has 1 year of completion percentage versus another guy who has 10 years of completion.
Yeah, 10 years of not good completion percentage.
Right, but we don't know what Lamar Jackson's next 9 years are going to be as far as completion.
Okay, I'm going to say they're going to be better than Cam Newton.
Pretty good in 2018 with Norv Turner before he got hurt, though.
Right.
69%.
Right. So,
and I've been a critic of his before. I've done it on the Saturday show, but... Take a second look.
Sam Monson suggested that those completed passes in the first 6-8 games that year were of Lamar Jackson style. They got a lot of guys wide open. They weren't hard level throws.
So when you think of Lamar Jackson and you rave about his completion percentage, it's because of what they do with him on offense, right? It's just play action or an RPO and a dumping it to a tight end who's wide open in the flat. It's not like Lamar Jackson is fitting the ball in the tightest of windows. Every now and then we'll see
Not the tightest of windows, but I saw him make some great throws.
Yeah,
last year.
But we've seen Cam make some great throws throughout his career. I would say, just based on the track record in history, right? Lamar Jackson had a great year. But I would just say, based on what we know, because we've seen more of Cam, I would say Cam would be a little bit more accurate right now. I'm not saying that Lamar won't be one day, but as of right now, right, because Cam's seen more. Cam understands the game a little bit more. Now, Lamar is a far better runner maybe now than Cam is because...
Or ever was.
Well, Cam was a pretty decent runner.
Over 5,000 yards.
Yeah, I mean,
By the way, they're different runners.
They're different runners, but, right. So you can still get a good completion percentage with Cam Newton as long as you keep things basic. You're not asking him to make the same type of throws Brady made. Brady went from his first read to his second read to his third read, and then boom, came back to his, you know, his fourth read, which was a deep dig over the middle and puts it in that window.
All right, well, Cam has played 9 years, all right, and Lamar's played two. They both had the same amount of seasons with an over 66% completion percentage.
One.
Okay.
So I'm willing to, I know it's only one, but
right.
He's already done it in his second year. He did it one of, so 50% of the time he's done it, 1 for 9 for Cam Newton. So I am under the impression he's a more accurate passer, but we will hopefully get a chance this year if Cam starts.
Yeah,
we'll get a lot of Cam Newton, Lamar Jackson.
Or we'll be able to really figure it out in 8 more years when Lamar plays the same amount.
And we'll see if he wins an MVP like Cam did. Fair question. Mike in New Hampshire had a question about
he did win the MVP.
PPP in the NFL. So they both with 1-1, correct?
Yeah, Lamar Jackson won the MVP last year.
Mike.
Yeah, hi, guys.
What's up?
This is Mike. I was just wondering, though, my wife works in assisted living, and she's been using PPE, and she and my family have never got sick from anything. So my question is how do they not develop a PPE face shield for NFL helmets with, like, a breathing apparatus so that you're knocking down that risk? A huge percentage.
Let's default to Jermaine Wiggins. They're working on one?
Oh, yeah. Have you seen
it looks like a dirt bike helmet. Yeah,
it looks like a BMX helmet.
I thought it was like a bad pretend Reddit picture.
No.
I don't think they're really
that's actually true. They did studies of the medical professionals in New York City, and their positivity rate was lower than the public. Like, so it works. When you get the proper PPE, it can work.
Yeah, it probably could, but how?
Because it's airborne. It's a respiratory disease.
But the medical people, they're not like running down the hallways constantly and, you know, bringing their heart rate up. And so how are you going to breathe as an athlete? Like,
your mouth.
But they're in a room with COVID patients that are confirmed patients.
Right, but
we're breathing.
But they're not running. Okay, they're not pushing into another 300-pound guy. Can you breathe in the mask?
All right, let me get one of those people that wears one of them. Say, I need you to sprint on the treadmill as fast as you can for, you know, 8 to 10 seconds. Jump off, take a 25-30 second break. Do it again. I need you to do that for about an hour.
There are probably people right now in a place that looks like that ESPN Sports Science Institute doing just that, testing it out. Otherwise, what do you think? They're just going to make it and just give it up and be like, here you go, guys. Have fun. Let us know if it works.
No, but I would ask you if it's like, you know what? Have you ever worked?
Good luck.
Have you ever worked out with one of those Marshawn Lynch used to wear it? They're like these.
No, those look awesome. The oxygen thing?
Yeah, I have one of them. Like, you work out.
And does it work?
Yeah, what it does, it makes it hotter for you to breathe. It's like you're working out at a higher altitude, right? So it makes it hotter for you to breathe, so your lungs become, like, stronger. Or so when you take that off, you know, you don't get as tired quickly, right? So, but imagine playing in that.
It's like doing push-ups with someone laying on you, I guess.
Yeah, imagine playing in a PPE mask style where you could still breathe, but you can't. You can't breathe in the sense that, well, I'm having to sprint. I'm having to play a game. I don't think it's...
Well, it's equal playing field. Everybody's got to wear one. So now let's bring...
Let's go to the huddle
and check out the play call from Jared Stidham.
All right, 64. What?
And then you talk about... Then you're concerned about offensive linemen. How do you think...
And Belichick will cheat with this somehow. Well, I mean, let's be honest.
Oh, he's going to definitely find a way to put a wire in there.
But if you're telling me you're concerned about offensive line, I know Mike Giada, he brought up Corey... Stringer would have breathing hard. Imagine an offensive lineman, you know, going a no huddle or a defensive lineman, and now it's like you see how heavy they breathe, and that now they got this, you know, dirt bike style of helmet on. It'd be extremely difficult.
The heat that's going to be another concern is their hydration and making sure these guys don't overheat. Like you walk around outside, whether you have a face covering that's a bandana, the surgical grade, an N95, whatever, right?
It's just hotter to breathe.
You can still breathe, but it's just you start to sweat. It gets warm under there after a while. So imagine doing that for 3 hours in the Miami heat in September.
All right, we're going to put some PPE on during the break. See if Wiggy can do the crossover in the NFL PPE.
Yeah, but I could do the crossover. But if I said I want you to sprint up and down the hallway, let me see how many you could do with the PPE on versus without it.
Okay, we'll do that next here on the Greg Hill Show.
It's the Greg Hill Show.
Wake up, baby.
I love it.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
When I was younger, said, boy, you're going to be president. But
We got to make room for Dale and Keith with Andy Hart. The crossover brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. I'm going to get on my soapbox for 30 seconds and say, Wiggy, if you're inside, not socially distanced, wear a mask this weekend. Wear a mask.
From inside.
You're inside with other people, not socially distanced, wear a mask.
I wouldn't be inside with
people.
Wear a mask. I wouldn't be inside with people that I would have to wear a mask with.
If you get invited to a barbecue with random people and the guys go inside for a second, should be careful.
I wouldn't go.
The numbers are good right now, but Governor Baker's want to spike the football.
If I'm going on a barbecue and I go to somebody's house, I trust them enough that I don't need to wear a mask.
So if Wiggy came to your barbecue and everyone was wearing masks and you had asked him to wear a mask, would you ask the random person not wearing a mask to wear one?
If everybody's wearing a mask except for Wiggy,
If you put on the invitation to this fourth
mask
barbecue,
only. Give
wear
me
a
your
mask.
Favorite mask.
Then I wouldn't come to your party.
You could wear the scream mask though. What if I let you wear the scream mask?
No, I still wouldn't come. It's too
Michael
hard.
Myers.
Mandalorian
mask. Mandalorian.
Did you?
What about
the nice purchase?
The NFL like full
money
mask.
Well spent.
No, I'm not coming. If you put mask mandatory,
the Marshawn Lynch mask before a game.
No, those are
has a mask.
I have one of those. Those are extremely hard to breathe in. I'm not coming to your party.
Okay, you're not doing that. What if I just asked you to put your shirt over your mouth?
I saw
some idiot in the store doing that the other day. I just looked at the guy. I'm like,
just walking around full time like that?
Yeah, he's like,
I was at a Cumbie's.
But he's like,
just a couple of coffees for me.
Yeah, like, this is exactly what he did.
Take a hike.
Everyone's wearing one. And I watched this guy go over to like get a large ice. Right?
Excuse me, everybody.
My
mask is connected to my shirt.
But he's
not.
But
it's your shirt.
But he's all set, though. It's the same thing.
Is he all set?
Yeah, because
his mask
is the same material that you cut up your t-shirt to make a mask anyway. So he's just putting it over his face.
Here we go. This is the mask ranking.
What if I just walked in? I'm like, I'm immune.
You make a
I know I'm immune.
Guys, we'll sort this out. Surface it for EI.com. Top five masks available, everyone. Right now, five masks of Zorro, four of the masks with Jim Carrey. Don't ever see the second one with Jamie Kennedy. It was terrible.
I see people
mask Jason Baratek's mask of the fan.
Rich, I see
from
people
Batman,
walking
the animated
around
series. Yeah.
with damn handkerchiefs that my grandfather used to have, or Tupac bandanas.
Tupac
around,
bandana, I like. Around
I
like that
face.
Better than a t-shirt.
That's the same material that you got for shirts.
No,
so it's no different if a kid is like, oh, man, I don't have a mask.
Required, right. And then underneath it said, shirt over the face, don't count.
Well, see,
good for them.
That's a good story.
Said,
There's no difference.
It's very scientific. We got to explain it to you.
Yeah,
right
I wish I had four more hours to break down the rankings of what the size of the mask
it just
were.
Became
I
didn't know the Tupac bandana was made from a special
it works.
PPE material.
PPE.
That I see everybody wearing.
All right, Andy Hart is here. What else are you guys doing
it's
besides
just
making
me
fun
and
of
Andy Hart? Today.
Oh, good. Dale's so dad jokes for 4 hours.
He's got a
great
head start. Awesome. It's gonna be puns with Andy Hart throughout the day.
Rich's favorite.
We have more on Cam Newton because I happen to think now that he is the perfect replacement. Everything all inclusive. He is the perfect replacement. As you can imagine, Mutt, I'm very excited about the Cam Newton era here in New Orleans.
I can't imagine that flashy player.
Very excited about
it. And you want Antonio Brown, too, let me guess.
I did. That. My track record on guys I'm excited about is not great.
I want AB.
Josh Gordon, Antonio Brown, Kyrie Irving.
I don't know if you heard it. Maybe your producers can play the audio on the other side. But Giardi with the AB.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
But Incarcerated Bob said maybe.
That's what I heard.
You're on the list.
So I
who do you
like
trust?
Are you guys going to talk about, obviously with the return of sports,
Is there a return of sports?
Well, I came up with the high school idea.
What's the high school idea?
There's a varsity team.
Okay.
You haven't heard about the three?
We got to get out of here.
Also a big debate, a spirited debate. I'm not going to tell you what side of the fence I'm on, but Andy Hart and I disagree strongly about fireworks.
Okay.
One of us very pro fireworks, one of us very con fireworks. So there's going to be a spirited debate.
Andy's
tonight.
A simpleton, so he's pro fireworks.
And Rich.
Well, spoiler, yes.
Goes blast, me like.
Wow!
Oh, you mean
noise in the sky.
You mean bro Magnon?
Rich, I want you guys to talk about it.
Not an A-simp, just a simp.
He's a simp.
Okay. I want you to talk about because I'll be listening
okay,
on the way
good.
Home.
Thank you.
And so it's real simple. A varsity team. Hold on. A JV team.
Ken, good team this weekend.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, yeah.
Job, Bridget.
Dale and Keith next.
And they all practice separately, right?
Okay.
For the return of sports.
Yeah.
Right? So just in case somebody gets.
So now every NFL team has a JV team?
Yeah, you'd have to have it for it to work.
Like an XFL team or something?
Well, just. Just
like a minor league team?
Just go with me on this.
Where do they play?
Birthday, they practice America. At the same field.
USA.
USA.
Coming up next, it's Dale and Keith on Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.